Okay, kids, let's go.
This is really good.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Hello.
I think we need to sleep before we do this.
You guys are so...
Holy shit. Thanks, C3 Penis Face and R2 Dickhead.
Hello there.
Wish I had my mic on R2 right now.
Someone you have, I would say.
May the force be with us. Fucking A.
Good day, Galaxy. Rogue Squadron. Back at it again. I am Mopar.
Commander Cody. Reporting for duty.
Reporting in.
Ready to execute Order 66. As always.
As always, we're here.
I'm always ready to execute Order 66. Fuck these Jedi, dude.
As
Jedi
always. Scum. Leave it there. As always.
We it's always been us since the very beginning. Rogue Squadron's always been here. We always will be. A decade later, we're still complaining about Star Wars.
Yeah, but we're omnipotent.
I have a lot of thoughts, mainly because the Fallout show came out and it's so fucking good and I watched it and I want to compare it to Star Wars like I always do.
I have only seen 2 episodes. I didn't realize they were going to be so long. I didn't know Amazon Prime doesn't give a fuck and they're just going all out and just doing things right.
I didn't know that either, man.
We were watching the first episode and it just like...
kept going.
It gave you like false endings and then it would just like introduce another character and then it was like a false ending. I'm like, what the fuck? What time is it?
Well, because they put in like... where there would be commercial breaks if it was on cable or whatever.
Oh.
So every time that happened, I'm like, is this the end of the episode or is this another commercial break, you know? They did pretty good pacing that shit. But yeah.
That show is great.
Exceptional, dude. Kind of astounding that it came together.
You know what's kind of weird?
Everything in the show.
The show really is... just being carried by the aesthetic that is all Fallout.
Oh, no. That's
right now,
a big chunk of it.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen it.
I'm getting introduced to characters still. So, like I said, I've only watched the first 2 episodes, so I'm like 2 hours in, mm-hmm. maybe a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Like we knew someone was going to leave one of the... I almost called it a bunker. Vault. Thank you. We knew someone was going to... that because that's how everything starts. Every single fucking game, that's how it starts. And we knew someone's either going to be missing or killed. And, of course, it was her father. So it was like, okay.
Yep.
That's how they all start.
Yeah, exactly. Lucy is basically, like, the character player in Fallout.
Yeah.
3 or 4.
Which I said that, like, audibly while I was watching. I was like, we're just watching a gameplay. And I'm fucking for it.
Yep.
Because this is hilarious.
Yep.
But also fantastic. Very messy.
Very messy, yes. Very, very brutal. Messy. Very gross.
Yeah, multiple times, I just kept saying, Amazon Prime doesn't give a fuck. Because they're just like, hey, how can this guy die? Let's more. Just more of whatever you just said, yeah.
Mutated, death and destruction, eaten alive, fucked about.
And they're so... maybe
burned at the stake.
Maybe this show is a tip of the hat to the game creators because...
oh, totally.
There's so much to pull upon. And it doesn't feel heavy fan service, even though it is. It just feels natural. Like, the things just add up in my head.
Yeah. Well, like that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, when they throw in, like, the rad roach. Like, of course you're going to put a fucking rad roach in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun because you got to see, like, Lucy experience the rad roach for the first time, which...
yeah.
Honestly, when the dog... well, I'm sure... you know, dog meat or whatever.
Yeah. That was nice, too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... the vault stuff was perfect. Just... I don't even, like...
the 50 stuff is perfect. The flashbacks are perfect. Homeboy as a ghoul is perfect.
Dude,
the town they
homeboy?
Go to is perfect. The power armor is perfect.
Yeah. The power armor. So fucking that's a
sweet.
That's a physical effect. Someone's wearing something.
Yeah.
Because that's not 3G.
Oh, sorry. You're talking about like the effect of it. I can't tell if it's practical or not.
I think it's practical. It looks like someone's wearing a suit.
I mean, there's definitely parts where they have to climb into it. So at the very least, I think they have one that's just... stationary, where like the flap opens and they can climb in and out of it.
It looks so good.
It looks, exceptional.
I think we've gotten to the point because if that's CGI, I can't tell.
I can't.
I can't tell. And sure, they have the luxury of it being an alternate universe and everything's kind of blended. Nothing's real.
I wonder if because everything's so grungy and destroyed, you don't notice how unpolished the power armor is, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
But it's fitting.
It is fitting.
It fits perfectly in the universe. Everything has fit perfectly so far.
Yes, it has.
Even the brutality, like when... It's always fun watching Lucy walk around, and when she went into the town for the first time and how she was treated, I thought, this is exactly what the fuck they would do.
Yeah, exactly. Until you have karma.
Hey, everybody, look at this dumb bitch.
Yeah.
That's what she's like, excuse me? Everybody, look.
I never fully understood the karma system in Fallout. I think I never really maximized it, but that's exactly how it is. The first time you go into your first town, everyone hates you because you don't have a reputation.
You're vault
one
dweller.
Way or the other.
You have
and,
had
yeah, and you're wearing that big blue.
That's what I'm saying. She has been goody two shoes.
Yep.
Had steady food, yep. Protection, warm clothes, all this shit.
Parents.
And she comes out here and wants help from us.
Right.
Hey, I'll tell you where you can fucking go. I love that shopkeeper, that lady, was just like not having it 99% of the time.
Get the fuck out of here, vault dweller.
Hey, fuck you.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, man. It's astounding. It's astounding. And the fan service is at the perfect level. And I'm wondering if it feels so perfect because this is like the first non-game Fallout thing that we've had. Like if this was like season 4 of Fallout, would the fan service start to be annoying? That's Maybe. A question that I don't know have the answer to yet. But I will say there's a bunch of stuff from the game that I was looking out for. Some of it showed up in the show, and some of it they're holding back for season 2 or 3 or whatever.
I'm honestly surprised they threw the armor and the Brotherhood of Steel.
First episode.
Yeah, I'm surprised they threw that in for it because I thought that would have been a cool like half season, like, oh shit, look at that stuff. But they're like, no, everybody's here.
Yeah.
Everybody else is here, and let's fucking converge.
Yeah, because in the game, it's like you see that on the cover. Like, that's so fucking sweet, but you don't get to it for like 20 hours in the game, you know? You got to really grind your way up towards that. It's good, man. There's a lot of, like, one-liners that are not fourth wall breaking, but, like, they know that this is based on a game. Like, there's a couple mentions about, like, fucking side quests and leveling up and... Like small stuff like that, and it's done tastefully. Really good. Really good.
I'm for it, man. I really...
Computers.
Yeah.
The vaults. The signs.
The vault tech. The Pip Boys.
The Pip Boys are so great.
Dude, they're fucking perfect.
And all the sound effects. I feel like they just yanked a sound effect bank from Bethesda and used that for sound design because the radiation sounds, the vault opening, the Pip Boy... The power armor voice over whatever voice changer. Like, everything is note for note exactly like the game. It's so good.
Is that... I'm already going to start shitting. Is that hard? Is that hard to do?
What?
Sound make, design? Yeah, make things wrong. Sound like they should? Because, dude...
Well, it depends what it is. Like, if they did just pull it from the game, that's perfect because that's exactly what we're expecting to hear. Not like a recreation of what we want to hear in the game. You know what I mean?
I just wonder. Yeah. You know where my mind actually goes is the Battlefront re-release. The loading screen in the first one.
They changed.
That was actually pretty fucking accurate. They made it all the same tone.
Yeah.
So it's.
Why would that be changed?
Why?
Who's in doing that?
It.
Unless it's a glitch or something.
It's so. Dumb that it frustrates me, but also, why would you change it?
We're gonna change how lightsabers sound.
Who went,
in this version.
Who went, you know what would make this better?
We're not gonna make functional multiplayer. I gotta change that fucking sound effect.
Why was it changed? It's so, and that's, I think that's the mind boggling thing around it. Like, does that matter? No, it doesn't matter at all. Realistically, no. But to go and change it, it makes no fucking sense.
No fucking sense.
Have we been here the whole time?
No, I'm on here too. I got to back up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Fallout's great, man. I honestly, sometimes the brutality, if it's overdone in any type of series, it just gets old. But I think in this setting, you have to have it. They're fucking animals up there. Everyone's a fucking animal.
Yeah.
And that's how they treat each other. Dude, when she came across that shack where the guy wasn't wearing like underwear and she was just asking him for directions, I was terrified for her.
I know.
Because she was just like, we're watching Lucy happy dance. She has no fucking idea what she's doing.
Right.
And every single person she talks to is like, go the fuck back to the vault. What are you doing? And then she'd go to the next town. Go the fuck back to the vault.
Or be my wife and give me some kids before I die, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's funny. So good.
Yeah.
I like some of the VATS stuff. It's obviously, like, you don't see the VATS interface. But when they're having that, like, shootout in the town or whatever, like, you can see someone's leg is getting completely blown off because that's exactly how it would happen in bats. It's like target the leg, and it's not just that you do damage, it's that the leg is crippled. The leg's gone now. So the fact that they kind of zoomed in and focused on that was nice.
I didn't even like connect that. Like I saw his leg blew off and up, but I didn't really like, oh, because the dude was targeting his leg.
It wasn't
overt. It's full crippled. It's
Yeah. The ghoul is awesome. Whatever homeboy's name is, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Walter,
there's a lot of actors and actresses in this that I'm like, I know them. I have no idea where, but I know them.
Yeah. Some familiar faces and some newbies.
It's good. It's a nice blend, and none of the faces outside of the ghoul are like bigger.
Well, it's not like Brad Pitt's in the show.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not taking from it. I feel like everything her dad was fine. Like, he's been in a few things, but like, oh, I think he fits well as overseer.
Yeah, but he's in there so brief, you know?
Yeah.
And the ghoul. But he's a movie star. So the fact that we know him as a movie star and he's a movie star in Fallout, it's like perfect. It's like not even...
Wait, why do we know him as a movie star? Weird.
No, I'm saying like he's the biggest name in the show probably.
Oh, yeah.
So we already know him as a TV and a movie star or whatever.
True.
But he's playing an actor in the show, so it fits.
I even like the callback that they did, because I think it was during the fight, something where he lassoed somebody and threw, and I'm like, oh, that's before the bombs went off. He was a fucking cowboy. I was just like, dude, that's the smallest little detail, but it's such a nice touch.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't show that earlier, I would have been like, okay, yeah, dude, just lassoed some fucker. But oh yeah, he actually does have experience doing this.
Not only was he a cowboy, he was a movie star cowboy.
Yes. But that's the small stuff that, if you set it up right, no one's going to ask questions.
Yeah.
Not a single person's going to be like, or critique that. But if they didn't show him lassoing stuff, preemptively,
it would just be like forcing cowboy stuff into it.
It would be forcing cowboy stuff, or like, look at this like ridiculous...
Yeah.
Action scene.
Yeah.
That we're just putting it on screen for you, for the viewer. And it doesn't feel, it feels natural. It feels like, oh, I can actually fucking do this and I will use it in battle. I don't know.
Yeah. Wish I could get a lasso in the game though. That's a problem.
I don't want a lasso. I want big guns.
So I love the Fallout universe, but self-admittedly, I've only played 3. But I love the vibe and aesthetic and story. And I played 3 so much that, you know, I'm into it. So it's really nice to get.
Are you serious?
What?
You've never played 4?
I started and created a character and played for like 45 minutes.
Dude.
Hour, 45 minutes, I'd say.
I think 4's... People might get mad. So I've only played 3, Vegas, and 4.
Yeah.
Vegas, it is, like, by Fallout fans, like, the best story.
Different...
I don't like it.
Developer or something.
I didn't like it.
It's kind of like KOTOR to KOTOR 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
I couldn't get into it. I dropped it pretty quickly. I maybe spent 10 hours in the game. This was years ago, maybe a decade ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I just dropped it. I've played Fallout 3 maybe 4 or 5 times. Actually, one of them was recently, and I didn't play all the way through because I just got to that point where I was like, I know where this is going to go. This is nothing new.
It's older. I think it'd be great if they did a little... Like a quick little remaster like they've done with Skyrim and stuff.
Dude.
What?
I think it's Fallout.
What?
What?
What are you looking up? Stop leaving us on the edge, dude.
4 hours ago, Fallout 4 Next Gen update. So they are updating Fallout 4 for the next gen, and they're adding a bunch of DLCs. All right. So Fallout 4 happens in Boston.
Right. I do own it.
That's supposed to happen.
I just got to re-download it.
That's supposed to happen by the end of the month, which we've only got like a week and a half left.
Good timing for the show.
This is fucking perfect timing. They're going to sell a shit ton.
Yeah, well,
I think it's free if you already have the game.
Yeah, I do. I bought it. I just only played it for like an hour.
Oh, April, Return to the Commonwealth, April 25th. The free Fallout 4 upgrade arrives on next-gen consoles.
That's nice stuff.
Dude.
Imagine a world where when Star Wars Solo... Well, I guess they did do that for Solo. And they kind of did for Rise of Skywalker. Like, Rise of Skywalker comes out, and then the Battlefront 2 update is like... on release day. So you leave the theater and you're like, oh, I can play as Kylo Ren and Rey and shit.
Timing has a lot to do with it. If you're prepped and ready and you have all that stuff laid out and your show hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If everything's good and you can do all the fun fan service stuff, it makes sense.
So Fallout 4 Next Gen upgrade is slated for release on April 25th, arriving as a complimentary update for all platforms while tailored for PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. And S. Enhancements will also extend to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Okay.
So everybody's covered as long as you have the game.
Yeah, I might get it starting to download here soon.
So I also wanted to touch base on the timeline of Fallout.
I was actually going to bring that up because I heard that the show is canon, so it should nestle itself somewhere along this storyline.
So the bombs drop in 2077, I believe.
Yeah.
Basically, they're all... in a row from Fallout 1, 2, 3, Vegas 4, and the show. They're all in a row. The odd man out is Fallout 76, which happens 60-ish years before the first Fallout.
Yeah.
But all the rest of them, it's like a 200-year span.
That's crazy.
So the Fallout, the series we're watching is the furthest away from the bombs.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. I wonder how they're going to work that in.
Dude. The scene where the bombs were dropped.
Crazy. Oh. Everything looks fantastic.
Bombs, plural.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one that I saw the first like flash, and I'm like, we knew this was coming.
But yeah, there's like
still,
seven of them.
This is still fucking intense. And the way they wrap, what is up with birthday parties and nuclear fallout? Because there's a birthday party that's how I think the third one starts. Fallout 3, you start, it's your 10th birthday, and you get a Pip-Boy.
In the vault, yeah.
Yeah, in the vault.
Yeah.
And now this one was the day the bombs dropped.
Yep.
God, yeah, when the first flash goes off and everybody starts running and then it like pans over it and you see like boom, boom, boom. I'm like...
Gnarly, dude.
Jesus!
It's gnarly.
Dude, I thought it was badass that everybody was kind of just running and he hopped on a fucking... horse and is like,
that's what you know,
giddy,
dude.
The fuck up, bro. Let's fucking go,
giddy up, brother.
I love the different settings of the games. 76 was in West Virginia, 4 yeah. was Boston, 3 was DC.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vegas, and then 1 and 2 I believe were on the West Coast in California. Which seems like a large part of where we're at in the series.
Yeah, this is based in L.A.
There's other spots that I wasn't 100% sure, but yeah.
There's some, I mean, so much of... The hardest thing, I was trying to get my wife to watch this, and she like tuned in and out for a couple episodes, but she just kept being so confused by, we're in the future, but we're seeing...
old tech.
We're seeing stuff in our world in Los Angeles... But everything is in the 50s vibe.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is happening? And it is honestly very confusing. You just have to kind of like dive in and like give into it. Like, yeah, I'm here for this. But I don't care how much it makes sense or not.
But none of that really matters.
It doesn't, but it is confusing.
It's just like an aesthetic. Like the dates don't matter. Let's just say it was 1950 and the bombs dropped and that's how the show starts. Just tell her that. The dates don't matter.
Well, doesn't matter anymore.
It is future tech though.
That's why it's confusing, because it's our world 200 years in the future, but it's all based on like 50s kind of vibe and aesthetic.
And tech, because it's like old TVs and shit.
But it's like future, it's retro futurism.
Yeah.
So it's like future tech if it was imagined in like the 40s and 50s.
Well, and then even before the day the bomb dropped, when the mother walked through the kitchen, there was the bot.
Yeah.
Get the Mr. Help Hands.
Mr. Handy? Mr. Dandy?
Mr. Handy, I think.
Mr. Handy, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of hands.
That guy's funny too. What to do with my hands right now?
I also love how people treat ghouls. They're terrified of fucking ghouls.
I forgot. I don't know how I forgot, but I forgot about the feral ghouls and then the whole zombie vibe, basically. Oh, if they don't take their drugs, they turn into zombies.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
That's one of my favorite parts, because when you get into the sewers and really start digging into the game, man.
Yeah.
Some of those are the ghouls. They're ravished.
Yup.
Especially the glowing ones. Have you ever come across a glowing one?
I'm recalling that faintly.
They're just like radiated Jesus, and they like float at you, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? You're shooting bottle caps and shit at it. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's gnarly, dude.
I'm waiting for my first bottle cap grenade. Mine.
There's so many. The beautiful thing is they didn't try to get every single reference shoved into season one. Like I said, there's a couple big things that I kept waiting for.
Yeah.
That didn't show up, and I'm not mad about that. I'm like, they're just kind of holding some of that. Especially because, like, if they put the power armor, like, that's one of the things that, like, yeah, you mentioned earlier. That would have been what I thought would be, like, a nice surprise at the end.
Yeah.
They lead off with that shit. So, like, there's other things that they're kind of holding back to, like, a good season two reveal. And the finale episode's great, and, you know, it's partly a cliffhanger, partly not, and there's a couple of shots at the end where it's like kind of like the end of Ahsoka, where it like partially wraps up and then you just see shots of like each character kind of like, you know,
in the
looking going forward into the distance. There's a couple of that at the end too, which is pretty good. What's up, Yeez Wheatley? I don't know why you change your name every day.
Tina Pip Daddy.
Pip Boy Daddy. Watch Fallout. It's good. I won't spoil it, but we can talk about the storyline once you finish it, which I obviously know, like, the setting of Fallout, but I never very, very closely followed the storyline with, like, Vault Tech and, like, the government and the Brotherhood of Steel and everything. So it's good to get some of that backstory without being distracted by fucking side quests and shit.
Yeah.
I can just focus on the storyline for once.
Yeah.
Yeah. All positive things. I literally have nothing. I literally have nothing bad to say about it. There's like maybe two parts of CGI where I was just like, I can kind of tell that's CGI.
And that's not what you
that
said.
That was it. That was like the only problem.
You're like, well, did they do that on purpose? Anyways.
It's, you can get away with all of that because it's so wacky. Like, Bethesda's always been extremely dark and murderous and wacky at the same time. So it's like
Bethesda or Fallout, you're saying?
Both. There's even stuff like that in Skyrim.
Yeah.
Like the Dark Brotherhood. There's like a little kid trying to summon the Dark Brotherhood and like murder his mom or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's funny and brutal at the same time.
The lusty Argonian maid.
Yeah.
Like someone wrote a fucking half story digitally in this.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
The attention to detail. Like the more you look, the more you find. And I think that's what Bethesda's done very, very well. Outside of, well, you know, Starfield might have that. They might have that very heavily, where the more you look, the more you find. But I haven't done big enough dive.
Yeah, I fell out of that one. Yeah, there's a couple moments where it's not a spoiler at all, but you have memories of how things are placed and arranged in the game as you're like walking through an abandoned house, like, you know, how they have like a desk and the lamp and the drawer and like stuff's laid out. And there's one scene where there's like a medical table and there's like a tray with like a syringe and a bloody pair of scissors. Yeah. And the way it's arranged, I'm like, dude, that is directly from the game. I've seen that before.
It is.
It's in my memory.
It's in the details, guys. It's so when she first starts like coming across just like a neighborhood. It's like the day she leaves. Mm-hmm. She comes across this neighborhood and she just starts going through a house. And you see that family of four that it's just skulls and shit.
Yep.
And you're like, first off, that's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. But like when she starts looking around, I'm like, I've seen this place.
Oh, yeah. The little bottles and.
Yeah. Everything.
The comics, the fucking Vault Tech food.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love the also, yeah, the more you look, man, because they also
you're only
do,
two episodes in.
I know. But and they tip their hat to so much in the game. It really is. It's just they paid attention. It's like Fallout fans created a Fallout show.
So my the way I wanted to loop this back into complaining about Star Wars is kind of what I mentioned earlier. Like, does it not feel fan servicey because it's the first of its kind that's not a video game?
It's also the first of its kind done right. How many other game things have been put into a series or movie?
I haven't watched many of them. I know everyone hated the Halo show.
Probably a handful of them and maybe one or two. Like Resident Evil, they became a
couple movies.
Yeah, quite a few movies, isn't there? Like four or five of them? Yeah. I'm sure those are decent, but this is. I feel like this one's groundbreaking.
I think the difference is this is one of the very
Mario's
few...
Mario's actually, thank you. It's yeah. not a bad...
That's a good call. I haven't seen that yet, actually. Sonic?
Sonic's,
this
yeah.
is one of the few that yeah. was adapted note for note, though. Like, the thing issue people had with yeah. Halo, from what I've heard, is, like, the storyline veers wildly, almost as if it's, like, a totally different timeline. And, like, Resident Evil, it's not, like, a creepy zombie mansion. It's, like, an action fucking shoot 'em up. Everyone's crazy. It doesn't have, like, the suspense that the games had. It's more of, like, a... like a horror shooter. Almost like Doom, kind of. You know what I mean?
Makes me just want a Skyrim show.
I don't... You know, this is maybe a little controversial. I don't know if a Skyrim show would do as good as a Fallout show.
I think it would.
Fallout, you can't really compare to anything else. It is very unique. But if you do a Skyrim show, it's like you're kind of like, you know, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones. You're kind of...
Yeah, you're in that...
jostling around with all those fantasy shows.
Definitely in that vein.
But there is no other thing like Fallout, really. Not that I can think of.
Yeah. It's fun, man. It's fucking fun. I don't know what I'm. I want to watch more.
It's very fun. Yeah, you should. If you watch the Cavs, you should watch more.
I also rewatched the first episode of Andor.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Exactly. It is.
It's. I'm not even like fucking around. It's. It's just the pace and the launching point are so good, dude. It drops you in. You're following this dude, even if you don't know who he is, Cassian.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for a girl at some fucking strip club. He gets eyeball fucked by some troopers or some security guards or whatever. They catch up with him later, and shit goes wrong quick, and then you're already on board. You already know. First off, you're like, who the fuck is he looking for? This is interesting. Why she got to be from this planet or whatever he was asking about.
Yeah.
But also... now he's wanted, and he's got a hat, and he goes and meets his buddy. Hey, cover for me. I was with you last night. We went to your house, and I'm like, dude, huh. You're in it. Whether you like it or not, you're just in it.
You are.
And I feel like, when was I in it for Boba Fett?
I had little moments of that, yeah, but not very often.
I'm not sure I ever was.
Mando season one, I felt like that.
Yeah. There's points.
Yeah.
But...
like that whole original first scene on that snow planet when they walk into the bar and he zaps the guy through the fucking hole.
Wah, wah, wah.
And the transport, yeah, all that stuff, yeah. I was on board for Mando pretty quickly, like immediately.
Yeah.
But then season two and three, then it's like they're... well, I'll go back because I did want to kind of relate Fallout to Star Wars, so I guess...
yeah, go ahead.
I'll throw it in here. They're... trying to mold a story around the lore and the setting in Mando. Whereas even though Fallout is definitely dripping with its own aesthetic, there is a core storyline. And we have three main characters that we're following the whole time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is the primary focus and everything else is kind of supporting that. Whereas Mando season one felt like that. But as we get more into the Gideon and the cloning and the Mando stuff, I feel like they're trying to... exemplify all of like the Mando lore from the cartoons and then work a story into that instead of the other way around.
They're forcing Din into a storyline
instead of building
his own storyline.
Yeah.
Because Endgame is getting the Mandalorians together. Fuck Jin and fuck... or Din, I'm sorry. Fuck Din and whatever he does.
Yeah.
He just needs to get us there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit what happens in between to Din. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get all these bullshit episodes.
Right.
Because they just said, hey, we just need Endgame is Mandalorians take back Mandalore.
Right. And so you're like, get all the Mandos on screen.
And you're like, okay, that's fun, but what the what happens? Well, you know, cloning, and then
Jedi.
And then they wrestle, and there's a pterodactyl, and then they get mad. Then they get mad at each other, and then they stay mad, and then they don't. Then they're not mad anymore, and then they shoot each other, and then they get mad again, and then the clones, and you're like,
We write shows.
None of this matters. None of it matters.
Yeah. I don't know. That's how I
always feel.
I felt not every time. It's like, it's glimpses of it. It's not like the whole show's ruined, and I hate it because of that. It's like, they were just, I think that's the reason I get so pissed. It's like, you're so close to just doing it right. And obviously you know how to do that because we have Andor to look at. It's right there. You did it. You did it already. I don't know.
Yeah. Write the character. Don't write the story. Is that weird to say? Like, write the character. The story will happen. All of us have a story.
Yeah.
And you can even have an outcome in mind, but you have to write the character to get to that.
Yep.
I feel like, yeah, they just have a character. Let's drag him along to the end game, and you're like, I guess.
The character is an excuse for us to see some Star Wars stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to, we have a really fucking great character arc and storyline, and it just happens to be in the Star Wars universe. Because you could take the Cassian storyline, you could drop that into Game of Thrones, you could put it in Dune.
Yeah, it works very well.
Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been thinking about that since I did watch Dune, and I started reading the book now, too. I'm like, Paul Atreides is Anakin, is Harry Potter, is Jon Snow. It's like the chosen one, you know, like split between two houses, or like in Anakin's case, doesn't have a father at all, whatever. It's all the same thing, but we want to buy into the character arc and what they have to, you know, go through and accomplish in the show. And the setting and everything else around it is just like nice little dressing, frosting, whatever, but like, icing.
So what do we like about Cassian Andor? He's easy to root for because right off the bat, it's not his fault. He's looking for someone. And no joke, he gets eyeball fucked because there's two drunk dudes at the bar who don't like him all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And shit goes awry, and he didn't mean to kill the dude. And then you're just like, well, fuck. If someone finds out I killed that dude, mm-hmm. I'm dead. Right. So now I have to kill this other dude just to cover up my tracks.
Right.
And get the fuck out. From there, he didn't really do anything wrong, but he was put in a pickle, and he had to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And with this, the times, he was going to get fucking killed.
Yeah, you also see the Empire being oppressive in Andor more than any other show.
That's the hurdle he has to overcome. Not only that, but banding people together with his actions, mm-hmm. and getting people to change their mindset. Let's not just go along with what the Empire says. And there's a lot of other people that have that mindset, like the older lady that he stays with.
Yeah.
But he just kind of carries it along, and he's just this, like, catalyst is the word.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't even know where or what he's doing, but he's fucking doing it. And that's where I love Homeboy. Sacrifice!
Saw Gerrera?
No. I've sacrificed more than...
Oh, sorry. The way you said sacrifice was like, lies. Luthen. Who's also in Dune. I can't fucking get it.
Luthen's already in the game, but when he sees what Din's doing or hears what Din's doing... Cassian. Yeah, thank you. I'm jumping around too much. Let me take a breath.
It's okay. Okay. Timelines and universes.
Luthen and Cassian, it's like... God, they work so well together. Because they're two of the same people in two different positions, and they just understand what needs to be done. And I think you see that carried through into Rogue One with Cassian. And I don't blame him for going out and trying to fucking murder Jin's dad, because that's what needed to happen.
Yeah, until he knew more and he changed his mind.
Until he knew more. And he made the right call
once he knew the information.
The right time.
Yeah.
Which is what a good guy would do.
Yeah.
A bad guy would just do it and fucking walk away because that's where the credits were.
Yeah, a bad guy thinks everything's justified.
Yes.
Yeah. I like what you said about he rallies people around him and he also convinces people to change their mind when he needs to. He does that on his homeworld, but he also, not his homeworld, wherever he ends up.
Yeah,
with Dix and stuff.
Yeah.
But he also does that on the mission that Luthen sends him on.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, you
with
know, friends and family thing that people trust him. Yeah. On the whole heist thing, he's an outsider. Everyone's pissed. And by the end of it, he's kind of leading the charge because
he's the only one with.
He's the only one with
abilities. Abilities, yeah.
No, all those people were kind of savages, but yeah, there's a line when he's looking at the schematics or something where he's like, "You guys have no fucking idea how to fly this ship, do you?"
Well, that's,
something like that.
They were walking through the plans.
Yeah,
the plans of the heist, and he's like, and they're all like, "Oh yeah, once we get all this stuff loaded, we're just gonna fly out of there." And he's like, "Well, who's flying it?" And they're like,
"I don't know.
I'm not a pilot." And they're like, "So you put all this shit together, and no one knows how to fucking fly?"
Exactly.
I'm a flyer.
Flyer. God, Solo's so good. What a fucking...
I like Cassian Andor.
I know.
Why?
Because it's a good character.
He's exactly what I hate. A fucking rebel during the Empire. He's exactly what I hate, but he's exactly what I want.
Makes me love the rebels for the first time.
For the first time in a long time. Speaking of mutants... Banging off the Fallout stuff.
Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles.
Oh, is that what you were going to go for?
Yeah.
Also, speaking of mutants, the third Deadpool trailer came out. If you want to...
I watched that. I watched that.
Go balls about that.
Mine will be short. I'm halfway through the last Ronin comic series.
Yeah.
It's very dark and very intense.
Go ahead.
Ooh.
I just... One of our buddies said, or maybe it was you that said... There's in the works to do a last Ronin movie.
Dude, if they do it, I don't know how they're going to do the...
It's going into R-rated territory. Paramount is developing the last Ronin, adapting the storyline from the comics. Live action feature with the intent of making it R-rated.
Well, it's impossible not to make it R-rated.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm glad they're not going to water it down. And I'm glad, just quick side note, we'll go back to it. That Deadpool looks like Deadpool, even though Disney now owns the property. I know that people were worried about, like, are they going to water down Deadpool? But fucking no, they didn't.
Yeah. Right. Well, they know what works. They know where the money is.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome that they're going to be doing that. Because that whole, well, at least, like I said, I'm about 50% through. That whole storyline is kind of similar to some of the older Batman storylines.
Mm-hmm.
The Miller series of Batman, where there's like
the same era as that, right? When it came out,
it feels very similar because there's like mutant gangs that are taking over.
80s dystopian grunge.
Yeah, it definitely is still in that. I'm not gonna drop which turtle lived. But they did it very tastefully. You find out a lot quicker than I expected in the book. I thought it was going to be like...
There's just one left, right?
There's one left. And you don't know who it is up front. So they're like walking... Because everything's black and white.
Spoiler, but isn't it Raphael?
I'm not telling you.
Well, my brother got me a figure of it. I think I could tell from the figure. Is it Raphael?
No.
Because I haven't read it.
No.
Okay. All right, never mind.
I actually, I don't want to spoil it.
You can't tell from the weapon because he has like
20
different weapons.
Yeah. He has all the weapons.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you see him on the comic series, it's black and white and he's got all the weapons. So you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty, so they left little breadcrumbs up front. You figure out pretty quickly. It's like in the third chapter, whatever you want to call it. But... They introduce the turtle, which is, he's unrecognizable. So part of the storyline is the mutation doesn't stop mutating. So he's getting bigger and stronger even in his old age. So even when they were teenagers, they were like full.
Yeah, full bore.
Full bore. So now that he's, let's just say he's like in his mid-30s, he's a fucking hoss. And he can like, I mean, he just is.
Pizza fucking dude.
Oh, yeah. But he's so like... doesn't know his place. Like, should he die? Because everybody's dead. Splinter's dead. Everybody's dead. So he's like, I'm the last fucker, and I can't. He's almost like a Hulkish guy where he's like, I've tried to kill myself. Didn't work. So I went for a walk. I walked all the way to fucking Timbuktu, and literally, he ended up overseas somewhere, and he just got lost, and he came back and thought, hey, if I can make a change, I'm gonna make changes to my city, because Shredder's grandson is in power now.
Jesus. It's been a while.
So it's definitely been a while.
The turtles are, I'm assuming, probably can't die since they're fucking mutants. I mean, they can die, but like not die of old age, I mean.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, well, how old is he now? If it's Shredder's grandson.
True. He's got to be, I guess, in his 50s, 60s.
70s, 80s.
Well, he's 90s. A mutant. It doesn't fucking matter.
That's what I mean.
But...
Wolverine's like 500, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hugh Jackman's...
He's a fucking savage, dude, still. I love that guy.
You know who should play Wolverine?
It's Hugh Jackman.
It's Joe Rogan. That, like, small ape dude...
Yeah, like 5'8" and jacked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like Hugh Jack. I think he made a perfect. Joe Rogan. But Joe Rogan is built for that. Give him some chops.
Give him some DMT. He's
going, he just needs to regrow some fucking hair.
I was going to say, they need the best wig I've ever had. That's pretty gnarly, man. I don't think I can. I can't picture that.
I can't.
I get his build, but I can't picture. Only because I know he doesn't like acting or doing movies or whatever.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
So I'm trying to picture him being serious.
Just being mad.
With claws. I can't get into it. Deadpool 3 looks awesome though, man.
It looks fun. I watched the trailer today. Yeah. I'm a little hesitant. I'm not going to lie. I know a lot of people say like they're a sucker for when they get like two big characters together, and I'm not that. I'm the opposite. I feel like a lot of times when they do that shit, it's forced, and they're just going to be like, "Hey, well, this is a cool guy and this is a cool guy, so together it's going to be a cool guy movie." And you're like, "Yeah, I guess." That actually does just take. It's like a half step.
Gives
back.
You a pause.
I'm just like, it's probably going to be great. Probably.
Well, there's fourth wall nonsense going into it because we know that those X-Men solo movies were not good. And that's when they introduced Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool in one of those. And it's like one of the most fan-hated comic book moments of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So Wolverine and Deadpool already have some sort of past. So going into it, there's like, it's not just going to see those two characters in the movie. It's like giving the MCU a chance to... I guess, fix their on-screen relationship, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I think I've seen that one Wolverine movie once, where they fight at the end and he's still got, like, the bone claws, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
And Deadpool is on the mouth.
Oh, yeah. Was that Ryan Reynolds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was all bad. Whatever.
Which is, yeah, super weird that happened. Yeah, I see what you mean. I think they just can't do that in, like, they can't do that too frequently. Like, the Spider-Man... Far From Home, No Way Home, whatever. That was fucking awesome to see the three Spider-Men come together. But obviously they can't do that every single movie. So I think if they space it out well enough, I'll be cool with it.
Yeah.
But Marvel's been lacking, and I feel like it's great for now that Disney owns the property to do their first movie with Deadpool and do it right and to have Wolverine come into the MCU for the first time. I think that's going to be fucking... Those are two huge moments. I think this movie's going to kind of, at least for me, hopefully, kind of like jolt me back into some MCU interest. Because I, as much as I've tried, I have definitely been waning the past year and a half.
I just... I'm going in blind. I have no idea how they're overlapping and where this Deadpool is compared to...
Oh, I don't either.
The X-Men compared to the Avengers. Of what we. I've
no clue.
I'm so lost at this point. I'm not sure it matters. That's kind of another issue. There's unlimited timelines, so they literally can do whatever the fuck they want, and it doesn't need to make sense, which on one hand is really fun, but on the other, it's like, well, then there's no serious effects.
And speaking of, I heard that the Fantastic Four is going to be set in a different timeline, universe, whatever, multiverse thing.
So are we talking like Avengers Thanos? They went one way. And now we're... Because the X-Men weren't a part of any of that. So now we're on X-Men timeline that somehow Deadpool's on now. But he was already a little bit because of his Deadpool with Colossus and...
Yeah, he was in the normal thing. I think it's Wolverine is from a different timeline. Because the X-Men are not in... There's a term for it. I can't remember. It's like Earth with three digits. That's how they kind of label like the timeline that we're used to from like the first 20 movies. 613, 616, something like that.
614, Cleveland represent, bitch.
X-Men or not? 330, fucking West Virginia.
West Virginia. 330, that's
the X-Men
also Cleveland.
Aren't in the main thing. The X-Men are not in the main timeline yet.
614 is Columbus, by the way.
I know. That's why I started laughing.
What?
216.
I don't know. I'm going to see Deadpool, though.
I am going to see it as well, I guess.
Shut up.
It's been... When was the last time you watched a Marvel movie?
Well, I went to see Captain Marvel, The Marvels, whatever, in theaters because it was a cousin birthday event. I don't know if I would have went into theaters of my own accord to see it, but I was not disappointed.
You haven't watched anything since The Marvels released? Isn't that like 2 years ago? You haven't watched a Marvel?
No, not Captain Marvel. Like The Marvel. It came out in like...
Oh, over a year ago?
November, I think.
Oh.
It's somewhat recent. I would need to look up a list of like, you know...
I catch like the Avengers movies randomly on TV all the time.
Let me see here what we got on the fucking goddamn...
Jesus, look at that.
The multiverse. So I got... All right, so I'm going to start post Spider-Man Far From Home, which is the end of Phase 3. We got... I'm just going in release order. Black Widow, which was fine. Shang-Chi, which was great. Eternals, which everyone hates... I thought it was interesting, but it wasn't the best thing ever.
Wait, what was the last of three? Sorry.
Black Widow, Shang-Chi.
No, last of three.
Oh, sorry. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Far From Home.
That's the one where they're overseas.
That's the one where he fights Calypso or whatever.
Calypso? No, Mysterio.
Mysterio. Same dude.
Same dude. Eternal, Spider-Man No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, Thor, Love, and Thunder, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So I've seen all of that. Phase 4, I've seen all of. Phase 5 is Quantumania, okay. Guardians 3. I have not seen those. The Marvels. And then, that was November. So that's not too long ago for the Marvels. And then Deadpool is the next one. July 26th, Deadpool Wolverine. Captain America is next February. That's with Homeboy Falcon as Captain America.
Okay, yeah.
And then Thunderbolts, which I think is supposed to be a bunch of villains banding together. Like Avengers, but it's all the villains. Like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
That's a Kevin Feige one, too. So he's done all this.
Well, that's producer.
I didn't know he was producing all of this.
He controls the entire thing.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. And then Fantastic Four, Blade, Avengers 5, and 6. Still kind of all just up in the air.
Is that where Doom's coming in, Dr. Doom?
I don't know if they're going to throw him into Fantastic Four. I also, you know, you always have real world actor stuff affecting the timeline and the storyline because there was some drama with whoever's playing Kang.
Yeah.
And they might not want to kind of recast him. So they might... Because I feel like he was supposed to be the villain for a couple years. So I don't know if they're what they're going to do about that.
Sucks to suck, man.
Speaking of Kang, I feel like the dude that is playing Maximus in Fallout would be a good replacement for him.
I'm iffy on that guy.
To recast him.
I don't know if it's the character he's playing or if it's his acting. He definitely is the one question mark for me. I'm like...
I think it's the character.
Yeah, this one... I'm going to be honest. It doesn't matter whether it is the character or the actor. I'm just still like, the fuck is this guy? What is he doing?
He's got some interesting...
issues.
I don't want to say anything because you haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so there's more to him. Okay. Yeah, because in the first two episodes, he's just so... like not there. Like I don't get what he's doing.
I'm
not along for the ride with him yet.
I hated him at first, and then I came to be okay with him.
Okay.
Not hated like his performance, like I hated the character.
Yeah, maybe that's where I'm at. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I get nothing.
Have you ever played Yahtzee?
Yes.
That's good.
It's fine.
Played Yahtzee the other day for the first time in a long time.
There's a couple card games that we used to play all the time that I don't remember, but as soon as I was shown the rules, I'm sure I would pick it back up again. Slaps is one of them.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm good at two things in my life. Battlefield 4 and fucking Slaps. Those are the two things.
I do remember you used to dominate that.
I fuck people up. It took my... we were married at the time. It took me like 15 beers for her to beat me once. I was so fucked.
You're so like quick and smashing people's hands, dude.
Oh, I'm like, bop, done, gone, give it to me, done, bop, done. It's, I don't know what it
Slaps
is.
Slaps was fun. And then what's the version?
Egyptian Rat Screw is what other people know it as. So if you guys don't, or like, that's right. What's Slaps? It's,
Egyptian Rat Screw. That's the same game, right?
Yeah.
And then what was the one where there's four people and it's like president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, or something? Asshole. Okay, yeah. Asshole. Go.
Yeah, that's the drinking game. I actually don't.
Yeah, the non-drinking game version.
I don't remember how to play. Or there was BS. BS was another one where you would claim. Hey, I'm putting down like three threes.
Yeah. You're bluffing, yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah, I forget how to play.
I want to say those are the same game.
Yeah.
BS is like a part of asshole? I don't know.
Yeah.
Something. I don't remember. Those things do not. Like, I have the memory of playing the game, but I could not tell you the rules. Really? But as soon as we do like one practice round, I'd be like, okay.
I'd be back in.
Euchre is one of those that I will never forget, though.
Yeah.
That's burned into my brain forever.
We used to play tens and twos. That was a hard one.
Yep. I remember that. Yeah.
I grew up.
Fuck Euchre, dude. I need to play it.
Yeah, I need to play Euchre. It's been a minute.
I need to play some poker, too.
We used to play Midnight Baseball.
Nope.
Five card stud, seven card draw, shit like that.
I never heard of Midnight Baseball. But I know like five and seven card. I used to play. Omaha was actually my favorite poker game.
I think Midnight Baseball. I think Midnight Baseball had like a wild card that, or two things. You had wild cards and then you could call an extra card. So you say sevens are wild, fours is an extra card. So everybody gets five cards and you flip over and then. So you flip over one, mm-hmm. So whoever starts, say I threw a 10 out there, so the next person has to be the 10.
Mm-hmm.
So they can flip over, they get like two twos, a pair of twos beats a 10.
Yeah.
And then it would keep going around, and mm-hmm. then I would flip over a four, and that would be an extra card. So I'd get an extra card towards my hand out of the deck.
Yeah. Twos and fours were something, I think, right? Fours and tens, something
you like that. You always called it, but like, yeah, most people did like twos are wild, fours are an extra card.
I know that by a different name, but yeah, I played that.
Yeah, Midnight Baseball, whatever. Because you're going in blind. You have no idea what you don't, like a five card draw, you get your cards and you can throw three of them away and get three more to see if you can better your hand. But this one's, you're Midnight, but you're blind. You're going in blind.
Yeah, I always liked the four card Omaha.
Yeah.
Hold'em was my favorite. Because you had to use two from your hands.
I forgot about Omaha.
You couldn't use less than two or more than two. You had to use two. So it would fuck with you sometimes.
Like if you have four aces
in your hand, you can only use two aces. You still have to use the other three from the board.
Mm.
It kind of forces you into that. Whereas Texas Hold'em, it's like, there's a straight on the board. I have a straight.
Everybody has a straight.
Exactly. I'm not using mine at all.
Yeah.
So that one was always fun. Remember we had that giant casino, like, two-day tournament? Maybe you didn't go to it. I don't remember. I don't want to say their names on air or whatever, but they organized. It was like a 2-day thing, and they started with like things as innocuous as like blackjack or whatever.
Yeah.
And there'd be like a new game every hour, every 2 hours or something, and then the finale was like a big hold'em tournament. Yeah. Hmm. No Limit Texas Hold'em. I would like to play some fucking poker, dude.
I
need it in my life. desperately.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
Somebody missing my
life. The last serious one I played, I actually won. Nice. But that was probably like 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It's been a minute. That's not it. Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Shit.
I want to get back into some type of card game. And I'm like, what's a good game that like me and my wife can play that's like...
Like playing cards or like
yeah, well, no. Like a
nerdy card game.
Yeah, nerdy card game.
Yeah, yeah. Trading card game.
And I was like, I want it to be fun, but not too in-depth. And I was like, you know what? I might just default to like Magic the Gathering. And maybe we'll just buy two decks and then just... You know, she can. I asked her. I was like, "Just pick a color." And I gave her five options. She's like, "Oh, I'd do like a black deck." And I was like, "I've always liked green and blue, so I would just like
yeah."
And then we could switch. You play as my green and blue, and I'll play as the black, and we'll try. I mean, what? Fuck it. What am I going to spend $100 for so many cards? We'd be fine for like months on $100 for the cards.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of pre-made decks and stuff. Problem with those is like the longer they go, the more complicated they get. Like, I love that Game of Thrones card game that we always played.
That game is...
But they would release cycles for, like, every house. So, like, all seven houses over the course of, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
And every time they do, there's, like, a new trait or a new, like, type of ability. So, by the time you get to the end, there's cards and there's, like... You have to memorize, like, you know, 15 different qualifiers and, like...
Yeah.
These types of characters and classes and traits and abilities. And it just gets so complex.
Well, you know, the first thing that came to my mind is that game... It benefits you to backstab people, and I'm like, I'm not doing it with playing against my wife. We're gonna kill each other at the end.
Yeah, it can be a little dangerous.
So, and like you said, that game gets kind of convoluted. Like, there's so much you have to remember. I remember playing a match, probably the last one I played, however many years ago.
Yeah,
we played a whole game. Someone won, and then someone's like, "What about this aspect?" I'm like, fuck, none of us did that the entire fucking game.
Well, and we forgot to discard all game.
Yeah. It was something simple that, like, yeah. None of us checked. And it was like, I'm going to fuck it up. Legacy or something. Like, something you had to check at the end of each hand that would give you extra shit, and no one did the whole game. Oh,
yeah. Like, you have to discard down to a certain amount.
Yeah, or something like that. And I was like, fuck, none of us did that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I just don't have time to, like, immerse myself in that anymore.
See, that's what I feel like. Magic the Gathering, you could play just like a low hand and just play first two characters that die.
Yeah, the problem is I start to get too obsessed. Then I'm going to start going to game shops and start playing and start watching YouTube videos about strategy. And it's just going to go down the
fucking deep end. Why don't you just
deep end?
Play?
Because I can't. I mean, my wife doesn't play in that shit. She's not interested in that. So I can't just like do a casual game, you know?
Yeah.
If I want to play, we have to like organize something or I have to go to a game shop.
Yeah.
So then it spirals into some nonsense.
Well, just get into D&D.
Look who it is.
I got something you can check.
The chosen one.
Somehow Palpatine returns.
That's for you, Jacob Weiss. Welcome back. Welcome back. Fuck, man. There's so many things I want to do, and there's not enough time to do most of them, let alone any of them.
Yeah. I'm just happy. I've scratched the surface with Fallout. I'm gonna fly through this shit.
It's really easy to get through. It's paced well. It's edited well. There's no slow moments. It's a breeze to get through.
You know what I'm actually also excited for is to fully rewatch Andor, because that first episode, I know I didn't get past that, but the first episode was easy. It was quick.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I could watch... Take me 3 hours to get through the whole fucking series, I feel like. Because some of them were like 33 minutes. I'm like, dude, this is only 10 episodes long.
Yep. Yeah, and that pissed me off when they were releasing once a week.
That's one night in a hotel. I got 3 hours to burn it. Dude, totally. Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it. I hope you do it.
I hope I do it, too.
I hope you do it, too. Keep up your promises, motherfucker.
Yeah. You said you got back in Overwatch. That was a mistake.
It was. You know, I literally just said about the card games and board games and stuff is like, I don't just play a couple rounds and have fun and tune out. It's like I'm analyzing everything and like watching videos about, you know, oh, this new update. Now this person has like plus 10, this person has minus 10. And I'm checking all that shit and I'm just getting like way too into it and fucking screaming and which when we win, it's awesome. It's so fun. Like you come back at the very, very end. this match you've been down the whole time and you're in overtime and you just like barely pull it through. It's like the best feeling. But then you lose four in a row and it's like, fuck this game. I'm uninstalling it. I hate my life.
See, that's why you can't get wrapped up into winning or losing because it is just a fun game. I love, honestly, I know I'm going to die a bunch. If I die in a ridiculous way, I'm happy because it's kind of fun.
Yeah, there's just certain moments, but...
Just getting obliterated. I just got to laugh. I'm like, dude, I'm 35 trying to play this fucking game.
I know, dude.
I can't do this shit.
There's like, yeah, young kids that have like 20 times the motor skills of me. They're fucking zipping around the screen.
Zipping around. Playing on PC. Just fucking magged out.
I mean, I don't... Magged out.
What?
I don't get super...
Kids say that, right?
psycho on Elden Ring because going into it, I know I'm like, this game is engineered to kill me.
Yeah.
Like, right. I'm expecting to die a lot.
You have to.
I'm kind of along for the ride. I don't. It's not as competitive because I'm also obviously not like facing other people.
I just get mad when I kill myself.
And jump off the cliff?
When I accidentally roll off a cliff or when I... It's the... That's what... Like if an enemy kills me and I was like ready for the battle, I know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if I'm close to killing an enemy and I roll into a fucker...
Exactly, dude.
That's where I'm like, dude. You can only,
in that
me?
Point, be pissed at yourself.
I know.
Whereas in Overwatch, I'm like, this fucking guy next to me, not healing me, and I'm like, you know what I mean? It's team based, so like, as good as you do, if the team sucks, you lose, and you just have to like suffer
you
through
lose.
A match.
What?
You lose. So yeah, Overwatch was a mistake, but I've been still loving Elden Ring. I'm trying to keep it up. In my interest level until the DLC comes out.
Well, at this point, fuck, I might be jumping back into Fallout 4 after the updates.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I kind of once you mentioned that earlier in the episode, I kind of thought that might be a fun
that's
idea.
Easy, dude, and it's perfect timing for you. You've never played that one. I'm gonna tell you right now. Story wise, people hold up Fallout 3 and Vegas. I don't give a fuck what they say. Fallout 4's gameplay is way beyond those two.
Yeah.
Everything's smoother. Everything's funner. Everything looks better. I don't care. I'm playing Fallout 4. And I told you, I played Fallout 3 like 75% of the way through. It's a mess.
It's like Oblivion era, you know?
It's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
And it's very limiting. 4 is like, it still would be great, especially with the fucking updates.
Yeah.
So my wife was playing the Hogwarts game.
I saw that.
She's a little upset because she didn't know that game was specifically made for the new gens, and she's got an Xbox One S, so the Xbox One version of the white. In my mind, I was thinking, oh, you have the S. It's the same as mine.
Oh, it's not the Series S.
Not the Series S. It's the one.
Fuck the naming.
It's the
one. Guys, God damn it.
So I felt bad because I talked her into buying it. It was discounted, but I was like, you probably would like this game. And she does like it, but the loading screens, she's like, it's fucking horrendous. So now I'm in my own head. I'm like, look.
Maybe trade Xboxes with it.
Well, what I was thinking is maybe I'll just get myself an Xbox Series X. And give her my S. And that's actually what she said. She's like, I'll just play the... It doesn't matter to me. One, I would have
four Xboxes.
I would have full 4K gameplay.
Yep.
And I would get my disc drive back so I can play Blu-rays and stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
I love doing a wife hand-me-down.
For $450 after a $50 discount, I'm like, fuck, man.
It was too easy to buy the Series S.
It was so easy. It was like $300.
Yeah. The Pro controller was more than the console, I think.
Yeah. Which I looked up, the Pro controllers were $20 off. So I'm like, well, if I'm getting a new Xbox X, I'm going to get
it. I can't recommend it highly enough.
I was like, I'm going to get a new Pro controller. I bundled it all together. It's $650 for a system and a controller. I'm like, fuck me. I don't want this.
Get yourself some coupons, dude.
I mean, I'll just wait. And the other thing is, the next gen isn't... I looked that up because I was like, maybe it'll come out later this year or something. Not till 2026. So I'm like, fuck, there's not going to be discounts.
Wait, they're already prepping next gen consoles?
Yeah.
So I feel like... I feel like everything's starting to plateau.
Oh, yeah.
Like the jump from N64 to GameCube is huge, and GameCube to whatever after that. All right, I'm going to go back. Xbox to Xbox 360 was huge. But 360 to the One was like the resolution's a little better. It'll play stuff faster. Loading screens are faster. Like, it's not like a completely mind-bending upgrade. You know what I mean? So now that we're at, like, the Series S and X, I can't imagine them getting ready for a new generation already.
Well, we already see it.
What?
The Hogwarts game won't play on the X, the old gen. So, I'm literally the...
But we're on the current gen.
I know. Just saying, they released it for both, and it barely works on one.
Oh, well, that's just...
The other thing
trying
is...
Trying to make money.
The timeline of the generations now lasts a lot longer, which doesn't feel like it. But, like, they also... You had so many systems launching.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, N64, and then a year later, it was, like, PS1. And then you had the Xbox, and then it was PS2, and then... And then the Wii and all this shit. And I feel like every, like, 2 years there was something where now they're almost all along the same timelines.
I feel like they released at the same time.
The NES was, like, the one of the longest, I believe.
I feel like they get into a smoky room together and they talk about when they're going to release new consoles because they all tend to come out at the same time, right? So I'm going to skip, like, the first and the second. That's, like, Atari and shit.
Third gen.
I'm going to start at... Yeah, NES and everything. I'm going to start at fifth gen, 1993, was N64 and PS1. And then 1998 was PS2, GameCube, and Xbox.
See? That was a short run.
5 years. Yeah, but they all came out together. And then 7 years to 2005 was the 360, PS3, and Wii. 7 more years. Wii U, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch.
What do you mean... 12 to now is 12 years there, Ace.
No, I said 5 to 12 is 7. I was going from 2005 to 2012.
And then 12 to now. That's a long time. That's 12 years.
Yeah, but then... Because I feel like it's not a totally new generation, but when they released the Series S and X...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a whole new generation. I'm stupid. Yeah, 2020. Those new ones came out. So that's 8 years. Yeah, so they are getting a little longer.
Although if they do...
But if we follow that trajectory, we shouldn't be getting new consoles until 2028.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
unless maybe, there's some weird AI overlord fucking upgrade savagery that's about to happen.
The other one that I saw, and maybe this is what I'm banking it, or what I read, was the next... What Microsoft was working on was a handheld. And maybe that's what's supposed to be launching in 26 and not a true full new gen. I didn't look too far into it. I just saw a date and saw handheld and then, like, next gen. So maybe that's the same thing. The next gen is the handheld. Or if it's kind of just like a half gen.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know.
I don't fucking care anymore.
I'm content with the S, man. Series S. I've had no problems.
I've had no problems either.
Instantly. The storage, I only play, like, 2 games at a time. So, like, the storage is not a problem. And, yeah, the Pro controllers are actually what I love the most about my setup.
See, the only... I'm butt-loaded. I got Xbox One. I got Xbox...
One S and Series S.
One S, Series S, and a PS4.
Yeah.
That I've never
Too
played.
Too many consoles.
I got the NES.
Mm-hmm. I just have the Xbox and the... I got the Switch still.
I have my Switch. But the only reason I kept that Xbox One was the disc drive. So if I do get the newer console, mm-hmm. we'd have to get rid of my Xbox One and then her Xbox One S. Because there's no reason.
Consolidate.
So maybe I'll see
Make sure everything's in the cloud and then...
See what kind of trade-in.
Yeah. Sell those other shits.
I've never been... I haven't been
Probably
to a GameCube.
A GameCube.
All right. GameCast.
What? Yeah, you probably get like $5 for your Xbox.
That sucks, but what am I... I literally gave my 360 away. I walked into a
you
local...
You might as well do that. Find some kid and give it to him.
I walked into a local shop in PA when I upgraded originally to the one.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, how much would you give me for this? And he's like, I'm not even going to offer you anything. I was like, I'm literally... Like, I don't want to walk home with this. Like, just what? He's like, I don't want to insult you. I'm like... What would you give me for this? I'm like, literally, if you give me $3, I'm
going to leave it here.
He's like, I'll give you $20. I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. I don't need this anymore. It's useless to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, it'd be nice to get some money, but.
Yeah, in that situation, like, That I would take that for a lot less money than like trying to list it on Facebook Marketplace and like talk to somebody and meet up and like
get murdered.
Fuck all of that, dude. I'll take half the price if I don't have to do any work whatsoever. Yeah, and meanwhile, if you can find a Super Nintendo original that still works, that's probably like $500.
Yeah.
The retro stuff goes up. And then, the past 10, 15 years are just worthless until they become classic.
Can we talk about how there's a ninth generation of video games?
Soon. Oh, no, that is. We are in the ninth. Yeah. So we're about to be in 10th. We should do something special.
Scroll up. What was the gen that I started in? What's third gen is NES. Okay.
Yeah. They don't have any of the handheld stuff, but I started with Game Boy, which was...
probably the fourth?
It was like...
well, I mean, third gen overlaps. 89,
I think, was the Game Boy. So, yeah, I would say that's third generation. Game Boy, dude.
Game Boy Pocket with Pokemon Red.
I've had so many different Game Boys, and now I have none of them. I thought I had my classic brick at somewhere in a hidden box in my mom's house, but I cannot find it.
I had the Game Boy Pocket.
Yeah.
It was extra small. It was black. And I had the red Pokemon cartridge. I played the fuck out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Violently.
I know. Dude, I know.
I have no idea where it is.
Red, yellow, and fire red. It was like nonstop.
I never played yellow.
Yellow was fun.
I even have the remake of yellow, and I still haven't played it.
The Let's Go Pikachu, yeah. Let's Go Eevee? Yeah. Stop my alarm, please. I argue with our buddy Dustin about Pokemon stuff because he's always trying to get me to play some of the newer games because they're better games, but I'm like, I hate all the new Pokemon, so I'm not going to do that because I'm stubborn.
I mean, you are.
Pokemon fans, I feel like put Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee kind of low on the list because it's like a 3D fun remake of the originals, but it's not like a groundbreaking gameplay changes or graphics or anything.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. You're being a curmudgeon about it because who cares? It really doesn't matter who you're fighting. It is the gameplay. It's the grind. That's what the games are about. I started with a Sis Kebab at level 3. I want to get it to level 83. Fucking do it.
A shawarma,
man.
I do appreciate the grind, but a big part of it is for me is like the Pokemon and the aesthetic of them.
Yeah, just seeing what's out there. Yeah.
And yeah, it's every time. So, like, my daughter's into Pokemon, which is great. I've only bought her Gen 1 Pokemon stuffed animals up to this point. But she does have a couple Pokemon books. And every time I see one of the new ones, I'm just like, it's just dumb, dude.
I mean, I could poke at our own.
I know. I'm like an original Star Wars fanboy. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but... That's one of the few...
What the fuck is a Porygon?
...franchises that I won't budge on. I'm a Gen 1 diehard. I don't give a shit about anything after 151.
Muck. It's just sludge.
Dude, yeah. Fantastic. It's great.
Fantastic.
It's great. I'll take Muck and Grimer over the fucking keys and the ice cream all day.
Did you know there's like a garbage mon that he's literally a pile of garbage?
Dude, I'm just going to... We've done this 1,000 times.
Don't do it. Let's end the show.
The dumbest Pokemon.
Here we go.
USA Today. What is the news? USA Today has an article about the 25 worst Pokemon of all time. And you guys can't see this. I apologize sincerely. But just go to Google and you'll find it. God, fuck.
You're already mad. It's a
drag queen Goldeen over here. What is these ads, dude? I can't see the screen. I'm glad you were here to witness that. Like, I can't.
That's fine. What is it?
I guess. It's a stupid looking fish. Spidops is a trap. It's a spider, I guess. Whatever. Okay.
Did his name Throw?
Yeah. Wait. Martial arts Pokemons. I don't know. Just for some reason, Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan are so much cooler than these two guys. Throw and Sock. I don't know what the fuck that even means. This is Sandy from fucking SpongeBob.
It is.
This is a fucking Diglett ripoff. This is a Lickitung ripoff.
That's what Lickitung turns into.
I guess that is one part of the new gen that I... If there's like an extra evolution or like pre-evolution. Like I'll fuck with, you know, Pichu or whatever, I guess. That's the garbage guy. It's Oscar the Grouch.
He's just rebar and mud.
It's the design and the name. Like Garbador.
Yeah, that's bad.
Muck is a great name. Grimer and Muck is great names.
Yeah.
And they look way cooler than this. It's like they're trying way too hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And those dots for pupils, this looks like King's Hrothgar right there. I don't even know what that is. There's the ice cream. Vanillux.
That's bad.
Vanillux.
That's bad.
Yeah. I'll take Porygon over that anytime. Cryogonal.
Wait, it's a... What is it?
An ice Porygon, I guess?
Is it crying? Is that what the
It's a snowflake. Great. Okay. Yeah. All right. The owl, actually, or like a dove. I know there was no owls in the first generation. I kind of wish there was.
That one's not even that bad. Those are different.
Sorry, dude. It's a fucking cricket Master Yoda over here. Heat more. Heat more. More heat, please.
Magmar.
God damn it, dude.
Wait, go back up. Was that a surfboarding?
Yeah, dude. Silver Surfer.
Got amped over here.
Goldango.
Silver Surfer.
Coin Entity Pokemon is what it says. That's his classification. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Spupa? Spupa. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
Horrible. Horrible.
Angry
That's
clouds.
That's a nightmare. That's horrible, dude. Woobat? It's like a pre-Golbat? Or pre-Zubat? Zubat's so much better than that.
Fuck Zubat's thing, a bat. Dude.
This is a bat, too.
That's not a bat. I'm telling you. I've seen bats.
Crobat. What?
Wow.
There's another bat. How are there so many bats, dude? That's horrible.
Goldeen is just as bad. Goldeen is like a dick-sucking fish.
No, Goldeen looks fine, dude. Goldeen.
Yeah, she looks a little tempting.
Yeah, it's empty to you. You want to get in that? I'm talking about.
Oh boy, fuck.
Gumshoes.
Gumshoes. Okay,
great. Paris. Aww. Come on. The most awful Pokemon of all time is Paris.
That's a weird one to throw. They had ice cream cones. I've never liked Paris, but an insect mushroom Pokemon like doesn't seem that ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like an insect crab with mushrooms growing off of it, tripping on acid every single time. I mean, it's not that good to play with, but.
No, it sucks.
It's not horrible.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Good day.
Anything else?
I don't fucking know. I'm done.
All right, fine.
You're reading Dune.
I am reading Dune.
Sandy.
Dune is really good.
Counting our buttresses.
Dune is fantastic. I'm only 100 pages into the book, so I got nothing new to report compared to the movies. But I love it, and I want to see Dune 2 soon. Any final words?
Yes.